Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rick Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Beach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Beach moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to third. Heilman moves to second. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to home to get Veach. Heilman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Rigney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McInnes. The throw from Basler and he is out, Cutshaw applying the tag. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones bunts towards third. Stevenson throws to first for 1, and McInnes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Haney goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. There goes Veach trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Wamsgans, who relays the ball to Sewell, who tags Veach, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton bunts towards the mound. Emp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Emk. Sewell scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0 for 0 in the game. Cutshaw takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cutshaw moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw misplays the ball. That's an error on Cutshaw. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive towards right. Heilman catches it and throws to second to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cobb moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Cobb moves to third. Veach moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heilman is walked intentionally. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The slide. Sewell applies the tag. Cobb is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-0 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Basler and he is out, Kutchaw applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kutchaw hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 2 in the game. Emke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Basler moves to second. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler scores. There goes Emke trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cobb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Jameson is chasing the ball. Cobb rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kutchaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive towards third. Jones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bassler bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cutshaw. Jameson moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Veach reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Heilman is walked intentionally. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Veach moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. 1 out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Stevenson moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5. And Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.